Vrindavan Mahimamrita ki jai. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakura ki jai. Chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. The beauty of Radharani. So this particular category of verses we're studying, larger categories, called Braja Sakhi Mahima. The glories of the Sakhi Mandris of Vrindavan. Sometimes we're glorifying Srimati Radharani, her talents, her position, her identity, and her beauty. And other times are glorifying her mandris or sakis. Verse 4. Swali swapriya kinkarigan lasat taravali madhyata spurjat sabaga sandra chandra kala ye vat yad bhuta jyotsna jyotisha ekaik anga tarangita bhuta mahagora chataik kambuder Vichibi swa rasot savat madbir aho samplavitasheshaya. Samplavitasheshaya. Translation. Alas, Sri Radha is just like, this is a comparison, a most fortunate and effulgent full moon, situated in the midst of many stars in the form of her dear Sakis and Manjaris. Radhika has flooded the entire world with the wonderful ocean of the golden rays emanating from her transcendental body. It's interesting how rays of sun become water. This is the Achintya Prabhav of Chinmoy Vastu. The Achintya Prabhav of Chinmoy Vastu. Those objects and substances which are transcendental, Chit Shakti, Chinmoya, they have inconceivable influence and abilities. How rays of sun become water? Because, not so hard to explain, if we look at the third canto of Bhagavatam, Srishti Tattva, where it discusses about creation, it says from the subtle comes the gross. So the most subtle thing is Shabda. And more subtle than Shabda is Shabda Brahman, the transcendental vibration coming from the lips of the Lord. His breath, His words, His breathing, His flute playing. So it all begins with that transcendental vibration, because everything that exists, exists in vibration. Every creation is simply an arrangement of vibration. Whether it's earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, hankara, or sun, or the chitta, or the atma, all these entities, subtle or gross, sentient or insentient, alive or so-called non-living, living entities or matter or spirit, they are all vibrating. They are all vibrations of different densities and different wave patterns and the ultimate issue. So it all begins with the transcendental vibration called Shabda Brahman, transcendental vibration, and that transcendental vibration which initiates the entire universe and from which all other vibrations expand is a vibration of A, U, and M, which becomes Om. 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 This is Shabda Brahman. And from the Shabda Brahman comes everything. Vibration. From, as you go down the vibrations, from mind, which is vibrating, it's called manovritti, means the waves, mental waves, thought waves. You've heard of these terms? Thought waves. You've heard of alpha, beta waves, gamma, these are different waves. This is vibration. From the vibrations of thought comes sound into ether. Sound transforms into ether. From ether comes air, from air comes fire, from fire comes water, So the golden rays of Radharani's body create water. From fire comes water. That's what he's saying. The wonderful ocean of the golden rays emanating from a transcendental body. The rays emanating from the transcendental body are called the aura, the vibration, the aura, which can be photographed also. And those rays are called jyoti. Radharani's jyoti. You've heard this term, jyoti, the effulgence, the jyoti. The Brahman is the jyoti of Vishnu. Brahman effulgence. You've heard these terms? Effulgence means jyoti. That means rays, light, energy, heat. But Radharani's jyoti is prem jyoti. And Radharani's prem jyoti is made of ras, Mahabhav, Madhurya ras. And that prem jyoti of Maharas, ras is liquid. Ras means water. Ras means ocean. So we get this swaras, rasot savatmabir aho samplav plavita sheshaya. Samplavita means to submerge. She's flooded the entire world. Samplavita sheshaya. The entire world with the wonderful ocean, the umbir of the golden rays emanating from her body. This says Mahagora Chattai Kai Ambudi. Very amazing words to describe Radharani. And we can look at another translation. And she's like the beautiful, she's Chandramukhi Radha. Chandramukhi Radha, her face is like the beautiful orb of the moon. And she's surrounded by so many Taravalis. Tara means stars. Tara. So many Tara Sakis, all the Taravali. Taravali, what is Taravali? Taravali means a row of a series of stars. You've heard Taravali. So the Sakis are her Taravali. The Sakis are Radha's Taravali. And she's a Chandra. This is the analogy here. Adbhuta Jyotisha, says Adbhuta Jyotisha, is the most amazing. She's the Chandra, Spurjat Sobhagat, Sandra Chandra, Sandra Chandra Kalayevat, Yadbhuta Jyotisha, Ekanga, Tarangita Adbhuta, everywhere, Adbhuta Jyotisha, Tarangita, Tarangita Adbhuta, Mahagora, everything is amazing and wonderful about Radharani. Her maid servants, her kinkari, it says, Swali Swapriya Kinkari Gan. You see, first line, you see? Swa means her own, Ali means gopis, Preshta Alibi Sevyamanam. You've heard this prayer. Devyad Brindaranya Kalpajumarat, Shrimad Ratnagra Simasanasto. Shishi Radha Govinda Devo, Preshta Alibi Sevyaman Smarami. Alibi means gopi. Ali also means bumblebee, honeybee. Radharani is the beautiful golden lotus flower with so much nectar, and all the honeybee manjari sakis are hovering around her face and form to drink the nectar. And they're Preshta. Preshta means they're very chief, the main, the most intimate maidservants and friends of Radharani. Preshta Alibi Sevyaman Smarami. So let me smarami, meditate on that seva, that Lalita seva to Radha, Vishakha seva to Radha, and Dasa Sakhi seva, and our Manjari seva, Rupa Manjari seva. This is my smaran. This is the pranam mantra to Radha Govinda by the bhaktas who are aspiring for Radha Govinda Yugal Nitya seva. Divyad Brindaranya. First we meditate on Yogapit and establish Yogapit in our mind in manasik seva. And then from Yogapit begins the individual leelas. Morning Yogapit in Guptakund and Nandagram. And then the leelas begin with the Sakis and Radha and Krishna. Then Madhyan Leela Yogapit in Radhakund and Lita Sakis Kunj. Then the whole Madhyan Leela unfolds. Then Yogapit at Ratri Leela and Govindastali and near Bamshivat. And then the whole Rasleela unfolds from these three Yogapit. Yogapit means connecting places. Connecting with morning Leela, noon Leela, and evening Leela. This is the beginning point of the meditation. So here, there they are. Swali, Swapriya. Swali, her own Sakis, and her Swapriya Kinkaris. Kinkari means manjari. Her maidservants, her personal servants, Kinkaris. Her Priya Kinkaris. because Manjaris are called Priyasakis. There's five types of Sakis, Panchasakhi. They're called Priyasakis or Nityasakis. Swali Supriya Kinkrigan. Kinkrigan means the group of Taravali. See, I said, remember I said Taravali? Where is there Taravali? Madhyata. She's a Madhyata, Madhyam. You heard of Madhya Lila? Adi Lila, Madhya Lila. That means middle, no? Sumadhyama. Sumadhyama, and the gopis are Sumadhyama, have very thin, beautiful waist. Krishna meets the gopis and Rasa Lila. Hey, gopis, this is no place. You're Sumadhyama. He says in the Rasa Lila, one verse is, you are Sumadhyama. You have very thin waist. And this is not a very good place for young girls like you with very thin waist. Just by using the word thin waist means you have thin waist and large breasts and beautiful faces and long hair and tantalizing, enchanting eyes and beautiful forms and hips. This one phrase means all of that. Like if someone says you're beautiful, that means only your elbows are beautiful, only your kneecaps. It means everything's beautiful. Your face, your smile, your behavior, your charm. This one word says it all. So in Sanskrit, when you say sumadhyama, it means every lady has madhyama, something madhyama. Every lady has a belly, maybe pot belly also. But in this case, pot means a big pot. Kumbha belly, kumbha pate. But in this case, you have sumadhyama, you have very, very thin waist. So there's taravali madhyata. Madhyata means in the middle of that taravali, in the middle of that Taravali, that group of stars, is this wonderful Spurjat Sobhaga Sandra Chandra. Sandra Chandra. Sandra Chandra means concentrated moon of Radharani. We'll look at another second translation here to further increase our absorption in the transcendental beauty of Radharani. Get lost and never come back. Radha is a wonderfully splendid, auspicious crescent moon. Oh, it's Chandra Kala. Kala means a part of the moon. Instead of Chandra Purna, Purna Chandra, Chandra Kala. You know, there's 15 phases of the moon. Ekam, Dvitiya, Tritiya, you know? Krishna Paksha, Shukla Paksha. Those are called Chandra Kala. Kala means the section. Kala, Chandra Kala. Radharani is a wonderfully splendid, auspicious crescent moon. Sobhaga, auspicious. Doesn't say shining in the midst of many glistening stars. She's Spurjat. Spurjat means spurti, means shining, effulgent. Spurjat, maybe same in Hindi, I don't know Hindi much, anything. But I know something of this Bengali Sanskrit. Madhyata Spurjat. So in the middle of all of these Taravali, there's this beautiful moon shining. So she's that wonderfully splendid and auspicious crescent moon Radha is shining in the midst of the many glistening stars. Gun means group, many, that are the host of her friends and dear maid servants. Radharani floods the world with festive nectar waves. Taranga, Tarangita Adbhuta Mahagora, festive Ekanga. She floods the world with festive nectar waves from the ocean of the wonderful golden splendor rising from each of her transcendental limbs. Oh, that's it. Ekanga. Ekanga. Each one, ek means one. Each one of her limbs is a waves of amazing, inconceivable effulgence. Like an ocean, ambudi. Sarosatsu. And becomes a festival for the eyes and the whole world. Samplavita shesha. Well, that's wonderful glorification of Radharani by Prabhunanda Saraswati. And then our only response to that is, may this beautiful words and phrases and translations always stay in my mind and heart. But when will I drown in the flood of Radharani's wonderful beauty? When will I see Radharani? And hearing about such amazing, this amazing person, Radha, who is served by all these Priya Kinkaris and her Swa'alis, her own intimate Astasakis. And she's so effulgent. And she's flooding the entire world. What happened to me? I'm not in the world. The whole world's getting flooded, but I'm still on dry land. What happened to me? There's a flood means, oh, the whole town got flooded. Everybody's house got washed away except one guy. Who is that guy? Oh, he's some demon. He didn't get flooded away. So Radharani came and flooded the world, and her beauty's flooding the world. And I thought I was in the world, but I guess I'm out of this world, so I didn't get flooded and submerged, samplavita. So I prayed to Prabhupada Saraswati. I said, can you send some taranga over this way? Can you send some waves of that flood? Can you send some waves of that flood of that golden effulgence of Radharani's ocean-like festival of Ras over my way so I can also get drowned in the festive nectar waves from the wonderful golden splendor, that Adbhuta Mahagaur, that wonderful, amazing, golden splendor, Chaikatambudir. May I also get flooded in some of those festive nectar waves rising from each of transcendental limbs. So this is what happens if someone has Sakshatkar, Radharani Sakshatkar Darshan. If he sees Radharani, he gets flooded. So effulgent, so beautiful, so blindingly effulgent. One usually swoons or faints from the intense experience of Radha's Sakshat Darshan at the level of Prema. Of course, Prabhupada Saraswati is floating those waves of the golden rays of her Rasotsava. And he's writing about them and saying, yes, it's happening here in Vrindavan. It can happen with you too. Hankering, praying, asha, hoping, remembering, meditating on these verses. This is the substance of bhajan. Vipralamba seva, vipralamba bhajan. Hearing about what we're missing and hankering to attain it. Hearing about what we're missing and hankering to attain it. This is Vipralamba. If you don't hear about what you're missing, how can you hanker to attain it? Oh, you're really missing something. You know, if you come, acha, really, that's happening. Oh, I'm missing that. I want to get that. So we have to hear about what we're missing, and then it creates hankering to attain it. Oh, you're really, oh, do you know this thing's happening over there? Really? You don't know. You're missing out. Hey, you're missing out. Oh, good. Really? Yeah, I want that. I really want that thing. Yeah? Well, here's some more. Oh, stop speaking. Now I can't bear it anymore. I'm going crazy. No, I want to tell you more. And go more crazy and more crazy. And when you finally become at the end of your rope, and you're about to just go completely crazy, then Radharani will shine a light on you. Let's look at text 5. Kaishorankura komalanga velana madhurya vismakpaka. Snigda swarna sugora sundara ruchi premori purnashaya sampurnati vishuddha madaka maha swadaika rat yatmana kurvantya pashupakshi buruha latadina muhur mohanam latadina muhur mohanam latadina muhur mohanam pashupakshi buruhu. This is again further glorification of Srimati Radharani. Prishubhana Nandini Ashwasaki Shiramani Radharani Ki. In the very beginning of Sri Radha's youth, she fills all directions with the waves of her golden bodily effulgence, and she creates astonishment by her sweetly formed soft bodily limbs. Radhika constantly bewilders the birds, beasts, trees, and even the creepers by her most relishable, tasty, pure, and intoxicating conjugal pastimes. Now, this is describing something about Radharani's form and the influence of her beauty and her leelas. How her leelas impact on others from the creepers, as we heard about the latas in our discussion about the creepers of Vrindavan, and we heard about the deer and other birds and beasts of Vrindavan and trees, and they're all part of the leela. They're all part of Radharani's conjugal leela, madhurya of pastimes, and they're all enchanted and they're all right there, intimate members and players in these most sweet exchanges of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. That's all being presented to us here. Usually, when a young woman or young girl starts to transit from girlhood to youthhood, it takes some time for her to fully mature and display all of her attractive, enchanting charms and radiance and lavanya and beauty. Begins at 14, 15, and increases to 16, and increases more to 17, and by 18 it's pretty much full-on beauty of a woman, maybe 19, stretching it. It takes a few years to mature, maturation, and display the full maturity of a grown-up young woman. But here he's saying, Kaishur Ankura Komalanga, that the root, Ankura means the root, even at Kaishur, the beginning of her Kaishur age, which is 11 years old to 15 is Kaishur. From birth to 5 is Poganda, or no, Kumara, Kumara Lila, babyhood, birth to 5, and 5 to 10 is just Poganda Lila, then 10 to 15 is Kaishur. So it says right at the root, at the very beginning, Komalanga, her limbs are very soft. And Valana Madhurya Vismak, she started bewildering everybody with sweetness. And Snigdha Swarna Sugora Sundara. Now that's a beautiful alliteration. Snigdha Swarna Sugora Sundara. Ruchi Premormi Pornashaya. Sampornati Vishuddha Madaka Mahaswadaika Ratyatmana. The very beginning of her youth, she fills all directions with the waves of her golden barley effulgence. She creates astonishment, Vismapaka, by her sweetly built soft bodily limbs, Komalanga Valana Madhurya. Radharani constantly bewilders all the beasts, trees, and creepers. Mohanam, Muhur Mohanam, bewilders them all. The Pashu, the beasts, the Pakshi, the birds, the Lata, the Latas, trees and creepers, by her most relishable, pure, and intoxicating conjugal pastimes. This is the ruchi prema, premormi, pornashaya, the sweet taste of her loving pastimes. It's amazing. We're so far from the experience, so far from that intoxication, that mohanam, even trees are taking part, and beasts and birds and creepers, they're being bewildered, mohan. Mostly, and they're in Vrindavan. They're living in Vrindavan. And Radha's in Vrindavan. And Prakat Lila, manifest pastimes. But even what appears to be aprakat, or unmanifest pastimes, Radha's still here. The birds are still here. The beasts are still here. The trees and creepers. And they're still getting bewildered in Vrindavan. We're also in Vrindavan. Like these creepers and trees and beasts and birds. But we may not be becoming mohanam, bewildered and enchanted and intoxicated by the conjugal pastimes or the beautiful influence and effect of Radharani's presence, because we're separation, we're not seeing her. We may be mohanam, bewildered by maya, or be attracted or distracted by maya. There's another translation we can read. Of course, class is over, but Radha fills all directions with waves of pure love of her wonderful, beautiful, golden complexion, Komalangam, and the graceful sweetness of her delicate limbs sprouting from youth. Ankur means sprout, actually. It doesn't mean root, it means sprouting. Beginning from, or just sprouting. Ankur means a sprout. There's a root, a seed and a sprout. Ankur. Premankur. Usually, Bhav is often called the Premankur. It's the sprout. Prem begins to sprout there at the level of Bhav. Kaishur Ankura Komalanga Valana Madhurya Vismapaka. The graceful sweetness of her delicate limbs sprouting from youth, and Radharani relishes perfect intoxicating bliss, and she continually enchants the birds, beasts, trees, vines, and others. So this is another verse to glorify Srimati Radharani. This is the ultimate in Sanskrit drama. The Sanskrit drama, one idea that is prevalent in any Vedic drama or Sanskrit drama, they will always end on a sweet note. Madharam samapayat. So this is certainly a fitting way to conclude today's class, to leave the class and the webinar, as they say, with the sweetest descriptions of Radharani's beautiful form.